Well, Howard Stern says he has no regrets over last week's colorful comments that COVID-19 vaccine should be mandatory. In fact, Stern was stunned over the slew of publicity he received for his remarks, saying it's something I haven't ever seen before. On a Sirius XM radio show, Stern once again addressed the blank heads, the sugar honey iced tea heads in our country who won't get vaccinated. He also took a shot at podcast host Joe Rogan for taking horse dewormer medications from a doctor instead of a cure.
Wow. He took some horse medicine?
Yeah, he did. He did. He talked
that
about
was
it,
stupid.
Too. Yeah, it was on the news, yeah.
I bet he had a whole lot. A whole lot.
He'll take that, but he won't take the vaccination. I mean, where's the logic in that?
He taking Steve, his tail trying to slap flies and stuff. He doing a lot.
I don't understand.
I don't get that.
You know,
I don't understand.
I don't understand people who don't want to be vaccinated. I just don't understand it. You may have your reason, and I've had people explain it to me. And when they get through explaining it to me, it doesn't make sense to me. I haven't had anybody explain anything. One brother sent me down and said, Steve, it's like this. Think about this. Why is this country in such a hurry to help black people when they ain't helped us before? I went, dog, the vaccine is for everybody.
Black, yeah, it has no color.
It's not, they're not trying to get just blacks. Yeah, but see, brother, you also are not remembering the Tuskegee experiment. You please need to know the facts. They weren't given medication on purpose with syphilis so these evil ass people could find out what all syphilis did.
Right.
They didn't vaccinate them. Know your facts,
right?
Study.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, if you're going to use stuff as to why you're not doing it, and so I'm sorry, man, that's just me. No one has set me down and given me a solid reason as to why they weren't good. The only thing I heard that I had to lay back on was a young girl said she was afraid to take the vaccine because she wanted to get pregnant.
Okay.
And she didn't know the effect that would have. That I understood.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, you know, me for that pregnancy. I understood. I, you know, what can I say about that? I'm a man, too, so what do I know?
Right.
So you got to respect this woman's right as the only humans that can procreate, make life. Mm-hmm. You got to let women say what they want to say now. You got to back up.
But COVID does not discriminate, period.
I can see if it's a bunch of black people dying and that's all.
No, right.
Man, everybody dying.
Brother,
exactly.
Everybody is pulling up out of here.
Yeah. Everyone, thank you. It does not discriminate it.
At all.
You know, but people have tried, though. They tried with those arguments, though. You know, they're putting stuff in us so they can track us. You know, all of those.
They've been tracking you.
Yeah.
Dog, if you got a cell phone, they got you.
They know.
They know how to find you.
If you go online, they got you.
They know. Yes.
But not only, what is you saying? You ain't saying nothing they want to hear no damn way.
Yeah.
You ain't saying nothing?
You ain't drawing no attention?
FBI they ain't looking for us. Right. So what?
You ain't got no big secret we want to hear.
Right.
All these crazy arguments, these conspiracies, and all this stuff.
I just haven't had anybody other than that young lady that made me go, okay, I get it. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I don't get you. I don't get what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. And it's cool, but it goes back to this part too.
What?
You can convince yourself of anything because it's yourself.
It's yourself.
Once you fix your mind to believe a certain thing, then it's done.
It's done.
And so that's the problem that we're having, folks, because if a person has fixed in his mind that they right, ain't nothing you can tell them to make them think they wrong, especially when they're using they damn opinion.
Right, and their goal then is to go around and to see how many people they can get to agree with them. You know what I'm saying?
And I don't care what you do in this world, you're going to find somebody to go along with.
Oh, right. Yeah.
All the time.
For sure.
Every single time.
All the time.
Don't care what it is.
Going to find a few. Always walk with you.
All right.
Oh, babe.
Coming up next, the nephew with today's prank phone call right after this. Thanks, Steve.
Don't always view the same. Wow, wow.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.